Okay.
Guys, we've these two little sections left, and then we get into the issue of tying tzitzis. Okay. Okay. Chulia v'chulia. Okay, so this is the first time the Gemara actually now introduces us to the idea of a chulia. What's a chulia? Right. Okay. So remember, if you look at the knot, if you look at the tzitzis, okay. So you have the knot next to the corner, okay. And then what you're going to see is, this is the Tosos version, but in the Rivet, but you're going to see there's some sort of wraparound. Now, don't worry about the shear of wraparound yet. We don't know how many wraparounds you need. To cheat, to make it simple, 3 is the minimum shear, right? But don't worry about that number yet. Let's assume I have 3, right? And then what do I have to have after the wrapping around a 3? Some type of knot. Now think about it. For a practical reason, why would I need a knot after the chulia? Right, because how will the chulia stay in place without a knot? So you can almost... What? Are you starting to define? So the Gemara says, so what do you see? You see you must have a knot after every chulia. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Ha da amri b'nei Rabbi Chia. Kavan. Eloi. Kule. What does that mean? Well, let's say Tchel Sharon means Tzitzis. Don't worry about Tchel Slavim. Rechia says Gardume Tzitzis Sharon. So the only way to learn that would mean what? What other case of garduma could ever exist? You can never have... Garduma means torn tzitzis, right? Okay. So why do you have to say you need a knot after every chulia? Because if you didn't say that, right, which would therefore imply what didn't you have on the tzitzis? Chulias. Then what would your case of garduma involve? The first knot. And everyone would agree by the first knot that it's... It would be puzzle. Okay? In other words... Dilma de Iktar, what does that mean?
Most commonly.
Well, what?
No, it doesn't mean that you need to. It's just if you happen to have it, then the gardumin is kosher.
Right. So if you happen to have these knots afterwards, if this is in place, then it'll turn out the gardumin will be fine. Okay? All right. So what's going on in this Gemara? Right. So what's going on over here? What I think Zev is trying to say, which is correct, he's trying to say that everyone agrees you need a knot, okay? And everyone agrees you need chulios at this point. Wraparounds, whatever you want to call them. Yeah. Swirlies, okay? The question is that maybe you'll say you need one knot, let's say here, right? Then your wraparounds go all the way to the corner, okay? Because what's that one knot doing now? That knot's holding everything in place. It's holding the chulios, and it's being attached to the corner, okay? You understand? So that's what you would think. You would think that one knot takes care of everything.
Yes.
Okay, good. It holds it in place and is ensuring it's tied to the corner. Okay.
What's going to know you need knots after every chulia?
Right. Say it again. Well, what?
You need knots after every chulia.
Correct.
Then the third step is that...
You don't really need them.
Yeah, you don't really need them, but they help.
Right, they help. Okay.
That really, there's two options. Either you have that one knot that works for everything, or you have knots after every
chulia. Good. So what do you say? What Zev is saying was very important. Zev is making an important point, which is, forget the practical ramifications. What Zev is trying to get across is, which is going to be important for this next step, which is that you have to separate out the knot, the initial knot that you're making on the corner, and everything else that happens afterwards. Okay? So you're going to have this funny relationship between the initial knot, which we call the gadil, and then these chulias with the knots after each chulia. Okay? Question like this, just to make it easier so no one gets confused here. Frame the question very simply. The question is, the Gemara sees that no difference between the knot that's tied to the corner and the knots between the chulias. Okay? It sees them in a similar way. And then the Gemara's conclusion is differentiate them from each other. Okay? I mean, you would argue on the Havamina, or without getting too much into how you were saying it, you're arguing on the Havamina, there's some similarity between the knot that attaches to the corner and the knots between each chulia. Kamashwan, no. And by the way, this is going to be critical when we get to the tying case, because you've all been brainwashed. Because what you think to yourself is, well, look, there is no difference between this not here and this not here, right? But when you hold like the Rambam, there's this not, right? And then the Rambam does not have this kind of not. He has like a little like loop around in the chulia itself, okay? So don't be fooled by this idea of not over here. That's a misconception, okay? So what would you say? How would you define this? Yeah, yes, Joel Paley, yes. Can I try to say that if you look at the Gadil, like, in other words, there's two ways you look at the Gadil, right? You could say, we know we need chulias. We know we need chulias. That we know, okay? But the relationship of the chulia to the Gadil, or to the not, is what's bothering the Gemara here at this point. Without knowing too much about how chulias work, which we'll get to, okay? But right now, what you would say is, well, when I think of a Gadil, what I would think of is, well, there is no difference between, in other words, every chulia requires a not. Okay. Now, why would you ever distinguish between the knot of a chulia and the knot that attaches the tzitzis to the corner? You would say they're really not a halachic idea, right? That's the maskana. But the Nahamina would say is that as a halachic kesher, what's the difference between the two? Right? The halacha is I require chulias and knots, right? And I need a knot to the anaf. I need knots between chulias. Right? Exactly. But it's one halachic kesher. You understand? Halakhically speaking, there's no mechanism to differentiate one kind of kesher from another.
Right, okay, that's what I'm saying.
I agree. So the maskana is
as the havmina.
As the havmina.
They're all just
not. Right, exactly. So the maskana is going to start saying that no, you do see that it's an interesting idea. There are two, even though structurally they look exactly the same, right? It happens to be from a functional standpoint, there's two kinds of knots, okay?
Yeah.
One kind of knot is the knot that creates the very idea tzitzis itself, okay? And then you have another kind of knot, which is there, in a sense, to allow for the, now this is important, to allow for the chalo shem chulio to emerge, okay? That's a different kind of knot. When you call it a placeholder, I'm saying it's more than just a placeholder. I cannot have a chulia, I cannot have a swirly thing without what on the bottom of it?
A knot.
A knot. You understand?
Is that because that's physically
true? What's bothering Darius, we're not ready to answer that yet, but what's bothering Darius is that, so does that make the knot that you make after the chulia part of the structure of the chulia, right? Or is that separate? That's what you're really saying, right? You are. Trust me. That is going to be a machlokas in tying tzitzis. We're going to get to that. What you're saying is exactly one of the svaras in the machlokas when it comes to tying tzitzis. It's going to be, how do you look at the relationship now of the tie to the chulia itself? Okay? Right? Good. Just if the function of that other knot of the chulia is only there to allow the chaloshim chulia to emerge, then what's it there for? It's only there. In other words, it's not like the first knot, the knot that attaches to the corner, that produce without that, I can't have tzitzis because I'm not attaching anything to a beged. That's what creates tzitzis itself. Okay, but chulia is like a subdivision of that. So if I say the very identity of the chulia is dependent on this knot, I'll never say the chulia is complete until I have this knot over here, right? So that's so what's the the knot, so to speak, is like a secondary knot. It's not even a real halacha kesher. It's just that I need something to stop the chulia. Now, if I'm a rabba, now listen to this. Shmamina, rabba. I don't care. What? Kesher elyon doraisa. Okay, so what do we know? What else can we deduce? Okay, now this is critical. This is not so critical of a chulia, but it's such a great machlokas Rashi and Rashba. Fascinating question. All right. Did you guys follow this, the Kilayim business?
Yeah.
Very good. Oh, all right. So Kesher Elyon, what's Kesher Elyon? That's this.
No.
Yes.
Why wouldn't it be like
that? Let's read.
Daitav, the Rabbanan, my Isari, Mish, Shari.
No, these are that. So if you thought that what? If you thought that the Kesher is only the Rabbanan, right, and Minatora, you don't need to do a Kesher, now you're going to have a problem. My itzdrich lemishre sudden betzitzis. Okay, now this is very funny. Okay, no, close. Now tzitzis is a funny thing. What are you allowed to have by tzitzis that you can't have normally? Kilayim, shatnez. Because what can I do? I could take a linen shirt, right, and attach wool tzitzis strings to it. Okay, that's kilayim. That's shatnez. Okay, yes, that's an iser d'oraisa. And yet the Chazal darshan out. What's a nafkamina? Let's say I had a beged with three corners, right? That's made out of linen, and I attach wool strings to it. In this way, that'd be over the issur of kilayim of shatnez. Pshita. The Gemara says, "What do you mean? Of course, right? Tokev tchifa achas. What does that mean? Achas. Okay, stop. If I do one loop, okay, now you got to think stitching, okay? If I have a needle and I put a little string on the end of that needle, right? Do you also know sewing or just blacksmith?
Yoshua knows sewing.
Okay, so you know enough to know that if I go one time through, right, have I really done any sewing? What do I have to do to make it sewed? Another loop, right? So one loop through is not considered kilayim, right? Eino chibur, ela shmamina. Shmamina. Doraisa. So therefore, it's a very convoluted Gemara, but therefore, I must say the Kesher Elyon's Doraisa. It's just to explain to you factually, what's the logical Gemara? Before we get into the Svara, what's the factual workings here? The Gemara initially says, "You Kesher Elyon's Doraisa." How do you know? Because the Torah's matir kilayim, right? By tzitzis. But what do we know from there? Pshita, what do you mean? Because if it only made one loop through, that would not be considered kilayim. So only time, again, to explain to you what the Gemara is saying, the only time the heter of kilayim could ever express itself is through the fact that I'm knotting my strings to my baguette. Therefore, what does that show you? That string is doraisa. It's a very weird way of looking at it, but it's saying as follows. It's saying, we know kilayim is asar midoraisa, right? Shatnez is asar midoraisa. We also know that by tzitzis, right, it's mutter, okay? But the only way for that to work is to say that the only way the matir of kilayim has any effect on this halacha is to say that what am I doing with the strings to the baguette? Time. Knotting them, yeah. Right? Because one time through would not be considered a knot.
Attached,
right, correct. Does everyone understand that? One more time. In other words, guys, that was bringing up a good point. See, what you have to realize is that what the Gemara is trying to get rid of here is that what would I think I could do? Well, let's say I looped strings through the loop in the corner. I didn't tie them. Would they stay on the baguette? For a couple days, they would. Great. But it would for a couple days, right? Yes. It wouldn't fall out immediately. I could balance it out. Or let's say I paper clipped it. Oh, there you go. Okay.
Wait, what does that mean? You loop them through?
So Rashi learns pashtus in the Gemara. Rashi says one loop through, right? What's the word? Tchifa achas, that's nothing. Two loops, but if I go through again, just like by sewing, what do I have? I have a knot. That seems like the simple way to learn. What does a Rashba say? He doesn't like this so much.
The first paragraph sounded like Rashi verbatim.
It was. So look at the second paragraph. So what does he say? He says... Wait, what is it? Look, it says v'kasha demai karele tchiva achas. Afilu shum tchiva ein ba ki'im tchiva below kasher. Right? So what's bothering the Rashba? What's bothering the Rashba? What's bothering him? It's a brilliant question. Because Rashi's saying when I take my string and I loop it through once, right? So Rashi's calling that a tchifa achas, right? And then he says, when I loop it through again, meaning when I do that double loop and now knot it, right, now I have a chibur. So the Rashba's question is, what do you mean tchifa achas, right? There's no reality to knotting at all through one loop. That's nothing. I haven't done anything.
Why does that mean it sounds like
tchifa? Isn't that the point?
No. What does the Rashba say instead?
He's saying that Rashi's getting rid of the idea of knot as a halachic construct.
Demai karile tchifa achas. What is it? What do you mean tchifa achas? You can't say there's a loop, according to him, means some type of attachment. But if I loop something through one time, it's not attached. There's no idea of attachment to it.
Right, that's why tchifa achas is not a problem.
Exactly.
No, but he's saying the Gemara shouldn't use that language because what Rashi's way of learning...
Physically a one loop.
But is that a knot?
No.
Is that even a chibur?
Yeah, is that the whole point? That's not... That's how we prove
Demai
it.
Demai karile tchifa achas. How would the Gemara use the language of tchifa achas? Afilu shum tchifa einba. I don't have any tchifa at all. Meaning, tchifa doesn't mean that according to him. What does tchifa according to the Rashba mean?
Nothing.
Well, it must mean here. Right, it must mean nothing here. Right? Einba kim tchifa below kesher. Right? V'habale lemeimar shmamina kesher elyon deraisa didra banan amai itzterich lemishre sadde metzitzes. Ha kesher lespa v'eno chibor. V'ich lomar de rabusa nakte. Dafilu tchifa achas eno chibor. That one loop is not considered chibur. Kol sheken ki lecha tchifa klal. I have no idea of sewing at all. There's no sewing loop to speak of. Kim tchifa ba'alma, delave chibur. Inami nuchal afarish, the kesher alion, rotzlo mashasavos, the kesher, shnei ksharim, zeh al zeh. Ukamar Dahavi Daraisa Diksakadak Dolobaikim Kesher Echad Levad Dahavit Chiva Achas Lovitzarkla Mishre Sudamatis Mishum Hachi Dalchiva Achas Ainu Kesher Echad Grida in a Chibor. So that's the way the Rashba learns. He's learning that it doesn't mean one loop through. Rather, what's required to make let's say shotness? Think about how you knot things. Okay, what kind of knot do I need?
A double knot,
right? Meaning, what's a bow? A bow is not really a knot. A bow is made to. So that's how he's learning it over here in the Gemara. He's saying that what's what? Darius in his skepticism, he jumps and says he doesn't say so in the Torah. It's true. But let me ask you a question. But let me ask you a more basic question. I'm going to ask this very carefully. Why does the Gemara insist this is a Lacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai? Why does this have to be a Lacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai? Why is it, I think it's a very good answer. Why does this have to be a Lacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai? Why not say there's a Torah source for this? Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai Dov means it was given at Sinai and there's no reason for it. Which means we can't understand the reason why. Well, we don't know the reason. Whatever. There's no open reason. What's odd about that? I don't know about everybody. It's about me. What's odd about tzitzis? Right, it's something very odd that you understand why the Gemara turns to Kilayim as a guide. There's something very odd about it. Think about it. Think about it for a second. If you look at the structure of tzitzis, right? But what right? Before you get to the kind of attachment, there's normally. If I'm talking about creating a beged, right? So what do we do? So what would I think tzitzis? What would I think tzitzis should have been? If we're consulting with God and say, listen, you have to have a separate, you have to have a new kind of beged you wear. You know what I would have said? I would have taken
woolen four quarter garment.
Or make a new
beged. Well, I would have said right. I would have said I would have taken your shirt and put into the shirt itself these different kind of strings. In other words, I would have sewn into a beged certain types of strings. So and that would have made a new kind of shirt, right? You'd have your regular shirt, and then I would say, oh. We have to create a new chefsa of shirt. A new chefsa of shirt would be something where in the very sewing of the shirt itself, I have these different kind of strings. So this way of creating a beged is not an intuitive way of creating a beged. To say that now I'm creating a different beged by attaching strings to it, not in it, is the reason why it's Lacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. It's not a normal kind of beged. In other words, if I would say I need a new kind of beged, I would always think, what do I have to do? I have to change the shirt itself. I have to sew something into it. But now, what am I doing? I'm not changing anything in the very beged. I'm modifying it. I'm attaching it. And yet, but that's the whole chiddush here. In modifying the beged, I'm somehow saying it's a new kind of beged. You understand? In other words, the modification of the beged, somehow the issue of kilayim can emerge. Because even though I'm not sewing into the beged, somehow still, what can I say? It's a problem of shatness. You understand? That's the chiddush here. It's a very interesting idea. That's why the Gemara is telling us it has to be an issue of shatnez. You know why? To show you that even though the attachment is one that's not in the beged, nonetheless, the idea of shatnez would still apply. Because you should look at it as one overall beged. That's exactly the point. In other words, I was bothered by what Darius is bothered by. Not the big little criticism part, but the part of why is the Gemara loop us into shatnez? You know what I mean? It's like a funny direction to, it's a funny direction to go in. But I think the answer is because it's trying to demonstrate that you should look at this, even though naturally it's not part of the actual shirt, right? If I looked at it physically, if you ask someone on the street, they would say, oh, look, it looks like you attached some strings to your shirt. No. But using shatnez shows you that the knot does what? It actually makes the strings and beged as one. It's no different than as if I sewed it into my shirt.
It's just in a different place.
Right. But intuitively, that's not how I would have looked at it to begin with. But you understand, it's a very important idea. I would always come along and think to myself, oh, the Torah wants us to wear a special type of shirt, right? So how do you make the shirt special? Take threads, take wool threads, special holy threads, and sew them into the shirt itself. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara is saying the chiddush here, I won't call it a hidden habmina, but I would say it's showing you, it's using shatnez to demonstrate that even though these things, so to speak, dangle off the end of the beged, right? The kesher, the knot, makes them part of the beged, no different than if the actual strings were in the beged itself. That's the key, okay? Now that leads to the Machlokas Rashi and the Rashba. That's why Rashi's beautiful. Because what Rashi's trying to show you is that, Rashi knows that first loop through isn't a stitch. Right? But what's he trying to demonstrate?
It's still like a, I don't know.
Okay, I'll walk you through it because you're a baby. Let's understand. Rashi, okay? So let me ask you a question. Let's take sewing, okay? Sean, you're an expert at sewing, right? Okay, so when you sew, you don't realize you're hitting the... Whatever, and it's the same thing, okay? No, but the thing is like this. The reason why Rashi wants you to make it... Rashi wants it to be analogous to sewing. Of course he knows that when I loop it through the hole, that's not sewing.
The Gemara wants it to be analogous.
Rashi's reading the Gemara.
The Gemara says... The
but the Rashi was going to argue on that. Hold on, you'll see. Because you have a problem, because it says sewing, but it also says chibor, right? And the problem is sewing means chibor. So how do you balance the two out? So Rashi's focused more on the fact of, Rashi cares about one thing. Rashi says, why does the Gemara choose to say it's analogous to sewing? Because he's saying that, you're right, this obviously putting the strings through the hole is not sewing, right? That wouldn't be an act of sewing, right? Because there's no chibor there, right? But it's analogous to sewing, meaning what is sewing required before I get to the knot? Looping. And how many times do I have to loop? Twice. There's a double, it's only through the second loop that now the thing's attached. So he's saying the action mimics sewing. You understand? He's not saying the action of putting the strings through the loop is an act of sewing. Of course not. He's saying, but it mimics the same structure as sewing, meaning just like by sewing in a shirt, I require two loops, right? Yeah. So too over here, I require two discrete actions. First looping through, and then what do I have to do? Knot it. Okay, so he learns tmicha, what's the word? Tchifa in the Gemara, not to actually mean sewing, right? In halakhic sewing, he's saying the act of putting my strings through the loop, right, mimics sewing. Because sewing requires how many steps?
Two.
So too over here. Whereas the Rashba says no. The Rashba says that tchifa means sewing. Right, and you can't tell me one loop through is considered sewing. So therefore he holds that that sewing is an objective idea. It's not using tchifa as an analogy. He's saying the Gemara actually means tchifa. Yes. So that's true, right? If that's true, then what you'd have to say is the first time I loop it through and I make, let's say, one knot, which is not really a knot. What have I done at that point?
Nothing.
That's a defective sewing, right? It's a defective sewing. It's only completely sewn when I double knot it. Okay, so he's using, even though technically speaking, there is a chibor here, right? When the Gemara says ain't no chibor, it's not exactly accurate according to the Rashba because I did make one tie, right? What kind of knot is it? Like on Darius's shoes. If I make one tie, if I make a bow, what kind of knot is that? It's defective because what can happen to it? It's made to come apart. You do it purposely so you can take it apart easily.